path. The vehicle then hit a school bus, injured two children, two adults. The suspect exited his truck and brandished a paintball gun and pellet gun before an officer shot him twice in the abdomen. Total, we believe the number is 8 dead, 12 injured is the most recent stats that I have. This, he, you know, jumped out the truck yelling Allah Akbar, and we all know what that means. He's terror related. God be great. You know, I don't never see the bank robber running out the bank or the drug deal go bad and they, you know, start yelling God is great. So it kind of gives us an idea of what's going on here. I saw that they did have a name of the individual. I'm not seeing that in front of me here.
He's an Uzbek national. And this is kind of normal. We're getting so used to this. That number an hour ago was 7. 2 hours ago, it was 5. So that number keeps climbing. It kind of stinks to report it. And I want that number to stop right now. I don't want that number to go any higher. That always bothers me, seeing that thing tick up like an hour later, someone else, and then an hour later, someone else.
Yeah, it's just sad to see that happen once again here in the States. It just makes you be aware. And now the Halloween events in New York City and all, I understand things are continuing to go on, but all security throughout New York City is very heightened, you know, just from the parades that's going on all the way through the airport and other secure areas are heightened. You know, just, you know, my initial thought is just, it don't matter where you're at, anytime, something can happen. And you just have to be alert.
Well, look, it can. And
but that goes on daily life, being wrong place, wrong time, car accident, somebody hits you. You know, you have to pay attention.
Look, I don't want to necessarily tap the brakes on the sentiment here, but this does seem to cluster around major population centers and especially landmarks. There haven't been a whole lot of terror attacks in a place like Bogalusa. You know, so. You know, if I'm just traipsing around Covington or if I'm on the beach in Biloxi, I'm not too worried. I shouldn't be as worried about it as if I am two blocks from the World Trade Center in downtown Manhattan.
I don't disagree with you.
So that's kind of the nice part about being down here, flyover country.
So being that the fella is still alive in surgery as last reported, so one positive thing, and I say the positive thing about him being alive is getting some information, find out more about the thinking, how this happens, where does it come from, where is he from, how long's he been here, and what led to this. And hopefully from that we learn how to be better at preventing this. So that's just, we want to start off the show with that today. Continuing on, happy Halloween this evening, which Halloween's not just today as it's evolved over the years. Now it's kind of, Halloween is just this culmination of tonight, but you know what, there's people gonna have Halloween parties next week and they had them last week, so it kind of evolves over a couple weeks before and after.
Yeah, see, this is my daughter's favorite holiday because she is very much into candy. That is her prime directive in life, is, you know, these meals that she goes through, this school, this is just her going through the motions until she can get her next piece of candy. She's just doing what she has to do and going through the motions because she knows at the end of the rainbow there's going to be some more candy. You know, that's why she eats. Got to stay healthy. Why? Well, because if you're sick in bed, then you can't have a Starburst, can you? You know, go to school. Why? Keep parents happy. Skittles happen. So that's she loves it. And she loves dressing up, too. So this is basically her Christmas. All right. It's not a lot of fun stuff in the news. That terror attack really brings you down. But, you know, there's under the surface, there's a lot of positive things that were happening in the financial world before all of our emotions were hijacked by this attack. But,
yeah, interesting on tax news today that I picked up on is there, you know, one of the GOP senators, and I don't recall his name, but he's saying everything's still on the table. Then they're talking about reducing what we can put into 401ks. Then they're talking about this corporate tax is going to be kind of, what am I looking for? It's going to basically reduce and get to that 20% rate over a few years. And that's not what I think Trump was really thinking this was going to go like. So there's
They want to do a phase in?
Yeah, phase in. That's what I was looking for, a phase in.
So it can be undone after 1 year, right? So just...
yeah, like... That's going to be like no effect. And I was meeting with a couple this afternoon, and we were talking about it and tax rates and all. And I said, well, and we're supposed to find out a lot more information tomorrow so we can talk to you about on the show. But we don't even know the brackets. And that's one thing they were talking about is retiring. Is he wanting to retire in January or does he go one more year and retire the following January in 2019? He's going to get a lump sum of $69,000 at retirement. He's going to have a neighborhood of about $5,000 a month in pension. And the family's income, say, is $180,000 now combined. His income's a little better than half of it. And so all of a sudden, if he's taking that bonus at the year end, say in the December where he's made all that money, I started talking to him about tax bracket management. And I said, that's why you might want to push into January. You're getting that lump sum, but it doesn't come on top of all a year's worth of income because look what it does to you tax bracket wise. And I said, then you're giving up more money. So you're going to have to look at how much income, what tax bracket is. And that's if Congress does something and we get bracketed differently. And I said, this might could help you. It might could hurt you, depending on how it's bracketed.
Oh, no. We're in one of these situations where we're kind of buttoned up against the end of the year and you have a bunch of plans that are sort of up in the air waiting for that little piece of information to come in so you know what to do.
And I don't think it's going to be retroactive. And I said, this might not take effect to 2018, but we're at 2018. It might be... would they phase in brackets? I don't know. But then they also might say, you know, this takes effect January 1, 2019. So, and I said, we probably taxpayers, individuals aren't going to probably feel a lot of benefit and it might be more on the corporate side. And then again, there might not be anything.
Look, as a businessman, you pride yourself in your study and learned nature of negotiations. From your perspective, how horrible of a negotiator are these people? You don't start asking for a compromised position. You know, if you want to get that rate down to 15%, you start by asking for 10, don't you? You don't start by asking for 20.
Well, I think Trump told them the red line or line in the sand is 20. And he was asking for 15, but, you know, and they would rather it be at 25. They'd rather just raise taxes on everybody, so they can spend more.
So that they are bad negotiators? Is that what you're saying? Or
they're bad.
Or they're pretending to not really want a tax cut. Are they just telling us they want a tax cut, but when they get in, they're like, yeah, we can talk. We'll start at 25%. You want to move to 30, 32? All right, well, you got me. Twist my arm. Fine.
Do you think they're all a bunch of great negotiators up there?
Horrible.
Okay.
Now, their primary skill to get into Congress and or the Senate is the ability to win elections. So these are public relations and marketing gurus. These are not statesmen. These are not accountants. These are not men who are really going to draft policy as well as they can handle themselves in a debate. That's their real skill.
I'm sorry. I've got more breaking news here. House Republicans are expected to delay the rollout of their tax proposal until Thursday.
Oh, just give up. Just.
I guess there's more negotiating to be done. The top tax rate's probably not being reduced as well. So there you go. We thought it was tomorrow, and then it's not.
But this sort of solidifies our mutually agreed upon theory here that something called tax reform is going to pass, but it's going to be so piddly and insignificant that it's not going to have much of an effect on our pocketbook either way.
Yeah, and the other part is, what do they take away from us to give that to us?
Why do they have to take something away to give something to us? That's not what a tax cut is, isn't it?
It's not a tax cut there. And, okay, so the top tax bracket stays there, but are they taking anything away? They shouldn't if it stays.
I think one of the things that could be taken away is the deductibility of your state income tax, and I'm kind of okay with that.
Taking that deduction away?
Yeah. They're talking about...
Yeah, I don't have any feeling which way that's going to go. I just know the states that it benefits, like especially New York, they're wanting that deduction to stay in. So I don't know which way that goes. This will be interesting to see now on Thursday.
If it comes out on Thursday. All right, coming up next, we have a piece of audio from Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House spokesman, and her take on the tax reform, more importantly, how it's being reported on. If you have a financial situation, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. This is Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's-only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app or gregoryricks.com.
Carolina Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Pause your latest TV binge and experience live local talent rocking a Broadway hit that is set in Louisiana in the 60s. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be. And you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO. The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
We think we're going to get about $80,000 from the sale of the house. I wanted to know what your advice is on where to invest that money.
Do you plan on buying a home again in the future?
For maybe 5 to 10 years?
I would probably keep it away from risk. And if I was to attach it to risk, I'm probably splitting the money, keeping 40 in savings. And then
okay.
The other 40 you could put to work, but I really think it needs to be conservative. And remember, rule number 3 of my 3 rules, the return of your money is more important than the return on your money. So make sure you have an exit with whatever you do.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Dose of financial wisdom. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap with Gregory Ricks. I'm your host, Gregory. along with James Parker. It's live. Yes, live Financial Talk Radio. So in between giving out some candy tonight, rushing the kids off to get to the next house, are you doing the drop-off, picking them back up, drive down the street some more, dropping them off, picking them back up? There's a lot of ways to do this. Or is this just a whole neighborhood thing? Or are you just riding around figuring out where to go and don't go anywhere? Get your phone out and give us a call. Let's talk about some money. Could be that mutual fund. Had a pension discussion with a lump sum, when to turn on Social Security, when to turn on income riders, and how to maximize income. So it was just full-on income discussion. But then we've had discussions today about ETFs, mutual funds, the expense ratios between the two, annuities. Give us a call, 504-260-0995. You can email Gregory at GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app.
All right, a couple of reminders before we get into the audio from Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Our next live event coming up this Thursday is a women-only event, and we checked, and there are still a handful of seats available, although I don't want it to get much bigger than it is right now. So if you're going to come, go ahead and make that call now. Call the office, 504-832-9200, if you didn't get that. It's on GregoryRicks.com, and download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Follow us on Facebook. And remember, tomorrow when the Pelicans are on, and if you try and turn us on the air and you hear basketball, don't go, oh, man, and go find something else. Go to the Gregory Ricks & Associates app and listen to us. We're going to be streaming there. Anytime you hear basketball or football or something else in the place of us, just go to the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Pull us up there, and you can be a part of the show that way. All right? That all out the way? So I didn't see this when it happened, but Gregory told me, hey, you got to go run and get this real quick. What is it? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House spokesman. Would you say she's schooling the reporters or scolding the reporters on tax reform?
I think it's both.
Suppose that every day 10 people, for our purposes, we'll say reporters, go out for beer, and the bill for all 10 comes to $100. If these 10 reporters paid their tab every night the way we pay our taxes, it would go something like this. The first four, the poorest, would pay nothing. The fifth would pay $1. The sixth would pay $3. The seventh would pay $7. The eighth would pay $12. The ninth would pay $18. The tenth, the richest, would pay $59. So that's what they decided to do. The 10 reporters drank in the bar every day and seemed quite happy with the arrangement until one day the bar owner threw them a curveball. Since you're all such good customers, he said, I'm going to reduce the cost of your daily beer by $20. Drinks for the 10 reporters would now cost just $80. The group still wanted to pay their bill the way we pay our taxes, so the first four were unaffected. They would still drink for free. But what about the other six? How could they divide the $20 windfall so that everyone would get their fair share? These are the reporters, after all, so they're concerned with fairness. They realize that $20 divided by 6 is $3.33. But if they subtracted that from everybody's share, then the fifth reporter and the sixth reporter, which would each end up being paid to drink beer. So the bar owner suggested that it would be fair to reduce each man's bill by a higher percentage the poorer he was. By doing that, he explained, they'd continue following the principle of the tax system they'd been using. So he proceeded to work out the amounts he suggested that each should pay now. And so the fifth reporter, like the first four, now paid nothing. He got a 100% saving. The sixth now paid $2 instead of $3, a 33% saving. The seventh now paid $5 instead of $7, a 28% saving. The eighth now paid $9 instead of $12, a 25% saving. The ninth now paid $14 instead of $18, which was a 22% saving. And the tenth now paid $49 instead of $59, a 16% saving. So each of the six was better off than before, and the first four continued to drink for free. But once outside the bar, the reporters began to compare their savings. I only got a dollar out of the $20 saving, declared the sixth reporter. And she pointed to the tenth reporter. He got 10. Yes, that's right, exclaimed the fifth reporter. I only saved a dollar, too. It's unfair that he received 10 times more benefit than me. That's true, shouted the seventh reporter. Why should he get $10 back when I only got 2? The wealthy gets all the breaks. Wait a minute, yelled the first four reporters in unison. We didn't get anything at all. This new tax system exploits the poor. The nine reporters yelled at the 10th and made him feel bad. So the next night, the 10th man didn't show up for drinks, and the nine sat down and had their beers without him. But when it came time to pay the bill, they discovered something important. They no longer had enough money between them all to even cover half of the bill. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how our tax system works.
Any flaws in the metaphor, Gregory?
Oh, there's probably a little bit there, but it's more. And look, I read a lot of comments, so there's other people trying to pull it apart and saying, well, really, the four wouldn't each have equal beers. They would be splitting a beer, and I don't think that's necessarily so in that case. They're getting equal. But here's where it is when there was a reduction in values and the reporter number 10 had a $10 reduction there, and that's where everybody thought it was unfair, but they weren't worried about that he was paying a lot more. It's just he got more reduction than they did. And everybody in that sense, you know, has their hand out. It's more the perception of what society thinks is fair. And I'll tell you, the guy that when you're looking at income and somebody making, and one of the comments that I had read, and it was really a good one, was they were pointing out, said, well, look, you know, some $59 to a rich person is like a dollar cup of coffee. And they went on to say, you know, the guy making $100 million a year does not feel it. Well, we don't have people making $100 million a year. Yes, we have wealthy, but they're not on a payroll
for the income tax.
They're not being payrolled $100 million. But let me put it in reality: is this isn't about the $100 million a year earners? What about the $500,000 a year earner that's at the 39.5% tax bracket, paying state income tax as well? So he's probably near 45%, and if he's making $500,000, he's giving up $200,000 to Uncle Sam. I tell you what, he feels it.
Yeah, and they're so worried that a rich person might not be punished enough that they're willing to punish people who aren't really considered rich. And it's a weird mentality that we don't understand, Gregory. You know, to the rich guy, that's just like a cup of coffee. I'm sorry. He drives on the same roads you and I do. He's protected by the same military as the bottom 40%. He goes to the same court system. He may have a better lawyer, but, you know, same judges and everything. He gets the same services. He gets basically the same amount of governance. You know, it's the same FDA that looks over his food. It's, you know, he's not really getting that many advantages from government. It's just this mentality, Gregory.
And I'm not to say that $500,000 isn't rich. Yeah, they're doing nice there. But if you go to somebody making between $191,000 and $416,000 in that range is 33%. $191,000, they're in a 33% tax bracket. You add state income tax on it, though, they're probably at about 40.
Well, I'd pay
and
payroll.
That's paying taxes on everything else that we pay in society. You can almost figure, you know, you go buy a dress, you buy a suit, buy a car, buy your grocery. You're paying tax on everything else, so it piles up. So they're almost at 50. So, but think about $191,000 and a third of that is going to taxes.
Another thing,
so, you know, what's that? $60,000. Yeah, he feels it.
Another thing to remember is the people in that top group aren't there very long. And about 60% of people who go out and get a job and have a career will be in the top 20% of income earners at some point in their life, and it'll be like football. It'll really only be for about 4 to 6 years when you're in that top income group. And instead of you walking away with your life's work and being able to retire comfortably or, you know, put some financial problems to bed. You just can't get ahead. That stinks. And Gregory, I don't understand the mentality of everyone being okay with the bottom 40%, 50% paying absolutely nothing. You should pay something. And aren't you embarrassed that you're not paying anything? Don't you feel a little bit of shame in knowing that you're a free ride on the back of someone else? Gregory, we go to lunch every Monday. Do I always make you pick up the tab even though it's ridiculously easier for you to afford it? Or do we alternate? Just because I'm a grown-ass man and it would be embarrassing to make you pay every time. I am not your son. I am not a ward of you. Right?
We rotate.
I would be embarrassed if it was any other way, and I would do that if you had $1 billion and I was only making 25 grand a year. Where's the shame? Where's the embarrassment? There, no one has a problem with that, just being in the bottom 40% and just coasting?
It's just what they're accustomed to.
If they're not embarrassed, how do you talk them into seeing the world through our eyes? Can you break through that little skull?
Look, I think differently. I think from a business perspective. I think about growing a business. I think about having businesses and from that standpoint making money. But you also could see at times you get tired. I do. And you've seen it in me. We've talked about it there because of the burden and the responsibility, the tax bills and all these other bills that I have to pay. It's like, gosh, maybe I should just take the easy route and just do just enough. Yeah, they'd kind of hate me to exit from the system. However, I'm not exiting the system, but, you know, it's just like, wow. I feel it.
We got the numbers coming up next. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Rickson Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
You know, once you pass away, it's not something that you can get a mulligan on. It has to be done ahead of time, and the results of it not being done ahead of time can be very, very drastic.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
What do I cherish? Precious moments. Watching Dad read to my little Eric. That's why I'm so grateful I insisted on an eye exam when I noticed him struggling with the words on the page. We found out Dad has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Fortunately, the doctor caught it in time for treatment, so Dad can still read. Protect yourself and your loved ones. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on preventing and managing AMD. A cure is in sight.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a great awesome.
He did the Mash.
It got all in the
flash. He did the Mash.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Okay. I get what you're saying. Welcome, happy Halloween. It's the Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Parker. How you doing? Financial situations, bring it on. 504-260-0995. I know it's Halloween and there's only a few standard Halloween carols. This is one of my least favorite.
On Tiger Daniel, that WNOE I was listening to last night.
The country station out of New Orleans.
The country station out in New Orleans, and that's a syndicated evening show. But they were kind of talking about this and kind of, okay, he's in his lab. What's he doing there? He must be smoking a bong or something to sound like that. And then once again, who sounds like that? I have no idea. But he's making mash. So it was like, what? He's got a still?
So you think he's making like sour mash whiskey? He's got like a scotch distillery over there, the big brass thing?
Yeah.
See, I didn't hear a bong at the beginning. I heard an Erlenmeyer flask, you bunch of sinners. But this guy, I forgot his name. I wish I could remember his name. But the backstory on this is he was like the Weird Al Yankovic of the 50s and 60s.
Really?
Is that what Bobby Boris pick? Oh, you're looking right at the computer, huh? Okay, so his deal is he's making fun of this rash of dance songs that they had. Like, we just had a rash of dance songs for about 10 years there, where we had, like, the Soulja Boy, like, started with Macarena, a bunch of dumb ones, like the Dougie and Stanky Leg. Back then, they had a little rash of them where it was the Twist, and then the Mashed Potato, and then the Swim, and there was, like, 12 of them. And he's making fun of all these dances, and so he has a fake dance called the Monster Mash. Anyway,
I like my version better.
I like your version better too. Sour mash whiskey, I'm a big fan. All right, to the phones we go. Let's start. Hey, can we start? Let's go to Alabama first. Alabama, Kevin, Mobile, you're first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Kevin?
Well, I enjoy your show. I just flip in channels and I started listening to you talk about taxes and raised my ears. I agree with you totally. The biggest problem is the American public over the last 40 years, but it's been fed placebo after placebo right there, and the indoctrination of that the rich man, he's a bad guy. He makes money, he has a business, and he should just share his wealth with everybody. What we need to go back to is back to kindergarten. We need to start having people with life coaches because the XYZ generation have no clue about work. W-O-R-K. It's not a bad word. The Maynard G. Krebs of this. People don't know who that is. You got to go back to the 50s. But they need to start learning about things like the rule of 72, compound interest, savings. It's not a bad word. You need to save to get to where you want to be in life. You can't spend everybody else's money. And the federal government needs to get off the hind tit right there because that's what they're doing. They're spending the middle man's money right there and woman, and they're robbing them blind.
Kevin, I love your attitude. I got to ask you something, though. What was the guy's name that I need to look up in the 50s? Because now I want to look it up. Who do I need to look up?
The Monster Mash?
No. You said I need to look up. I need to go Google something from something from back in the day.
Oh, that was Bob Denver there. Everybody knows him as Gilligan, but he started out on the Toby Gillis show right there. People used to say work, and he would run. So that's what most people do this way. They're afraid of work.
Okay.
Hard work.
Okay.
You got to start at the bottom, and you work at the top. The kids this day, they want to start at the top and be like Humpty Dumpty, fall to the bottom.
Kevin, can I sprinkle a little optimism here? Because you're working yourself into a tizzy. You're right. For the most part, they don't know anything about work. But we are now watching the millennials grow up in front of our face, and we find out, Kevin, the second they get not just gainful employment, but gainful employment that moves them up to at least the second tax bracket, they switch. They go from majority, you know, let's everybody share, to turning into their parents. And
it'll do that to you.
Yeah. The second you start paying taxes, guess who becomes a fiscal conservative? Millennials, they do. And listen, another thing you want to keep in mind, Kevin, is the millennials that we see more often are the ones that they choose to put on TV. And we know the people who control what does and does not go on your TV probably don't agree with this. Remember, Kevin, we've been in Afghanistan and partially Iraq since 2001 in a theater of war. And we have not had a recruiting shortage, and we have not had to institute the draft. And there is a whole bevy of millions of veterans that absolutely know what's going on in the real world and what we have over here and how much to appreciate it. And as more and more of these people are integrating back in the workforce, we have a lot of reasons to be more optimistic about the millennials.
Well, and the thing is, you know, with our veterans, God bless them all right there, you know, we need to instill taking care of them, because the things you see on there, it's a travesty right now. But, you know, with the taxation part, I agree with you right here. But it needs to come back to grassroots. You know, kids do not know, and parents don't know, about simple savings.
So, yep. Yeah, well, hey, that's part of what we're doing here. Kevin, I'm glad you found the show. If you ever turn on this station and we're not here, go to the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. And if we're not on live, you can listen to our last show on demand. Danny, Long Beach, you got a comment before we go to Danny, Gregory?
No, I'm good. I want to get Danny in.
Danny, go.
Right,
yeah.
Congress is, they're having a problem with all the negotiations on the tax plan. And one of the subjects and one of the topics that comes up all the time is the state income tax that they're wanting to take away. The thing about it, though, is nothing is ever brought up about a whole big batch of people out there that are not doing the long form on the tax return to begin with. That's irrelevant to a lot of people. A 1040 EZ or a 1040A doesn't matter whether it's not tax deductible regardless. And for some reason or another, it's never mentioned that that's a whole big batch of forgotten people that won't even be affected by that. I think they're overdoing the thought of what they're making. I think they're making a bigger deal out of that than they should be.
Thank you very much for your comment, Danny. Yeah, no, that's fine. Gregory, what do you think of that? That's not bad.
Yeah, there's some overlook, but they're in lower brackets anyhow.
Yeah, they're cheating themselves if they're taking the standard deduction if they're above a certain level.
Yeah, if they're opted out or out using the EZ, they're lower income tax. What, you're going to make pretty good income, husband making 60, wife making 70, there's 130,000. You're not going to do form EZ.
No,
two kids.
And your mortgage.
No.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
One of the things I wanted to mention, I just went and pulled up, how many employees does Amazon have? When that company was started out of his garage, how many people were handling the book sales? Just one. Bezos. That time. So what, now he's rich and you can tax him all you want, but he is rewarded. You shouldn't punish him because he's given 341,000 people jobs. And not only that, he's transformed systems to where you can buy something, get it in a couple of days, and you've got options at getting it at a lower price, thus saving you money and generating more tax revenue for the states and such that charge taxes on these things that are shipped. He could have just stayed under system like, you know, I'm doing good getting by selling some books here and there. Let me go buy some books and resell them.
Do you ever hear a story like that and then you think about that like 50 employee regulation to where once you cross that, then you're on the hook for all their health care and there's all these other things, and then once you get past another threshold, then your books have to become public. You know, they really make it tough. Like, once you have a successful business, I mean, it's hard enough to get it going past the first year. What is it, 80% of businesses fail in 2 years?
He created 341,000 jobs with this company and still growing. I think last month he's trying to hire another 100,000 people, get them in there and keep this thing growing and having a second headquarters that'll probably be bigger than the first and hire more people. And yeah, he's rich. So what, punish him, talk bad about him? I applaud the guy. What about Steve Jobs, him and a couple other guys, as we know? One of them gave up his interest, but
Ronald.
Steve Wozniak was the other. Also, but the, yeah, they started making computers out the garage, and now they transformed the world and how we look and use at phones, and has a lot of employees. And yeah, he did well before he died. But what did he create? We shouldn't go hating on him either.
Do we have time to do the numbers here, Angie? Okay, that was a negative. All right, if you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. Our next live event is coming up Thursday. So if you want to be a part of that, it's a women-only event. If you're looking for someone to look after your back, go ahead and reserve your seat. 6:30 p.m. Ruth's Chris in Metairie. 504-832-9200. GregoryRicks.com or the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Winning at Life invites you to our Women and Wealth event, Thursday, November 2nd, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Metairie. This women's only event will include a unique dining experience of wine tasting paired with the presented Ruth's Chris menu. In addition to this educational food and wine experience, you will also meet the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all your retirement needs. Reserve your seat today, 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com.
Caroline or Change opens this weekend at the Westwego Performing Arts Theater. Do something new for a date night. Come see a Broadway hit about 60s Louisiana performed by local talent and experience some real culture. Caroline or Change, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2. For tickets, call 504-885-2000, the JPAS app or jpas.org.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
In a Social Security disability appeal, do you have to disclose your financials?
It's going to be about your health, whether or not you can actually work. Really doesn't come down to the money. It comes down to whether or not you're disabled. Now, from that standpoint, if we would probably have to speak to maybe Wes, where he's been involved in that, to find out more. But I've never heard of anybody ever having this kind of, yeah, I was declined because I'm making too much money. Well, how are you making money or financials? If you're disabled, you're not working.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Learn this anywhere else. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
winning at life. It's scary version of the show. Not that scary, but it's Halloween. Happy Halloween. I like this. I'm Gregory Ricks, James Parker.
Hi.
Here as well. But I like the video, the choreographed part where they do the stomp and the drag the feet.
You know, when I was a kid, this was kind of a scary video. Now it's all cute and campy. But I just remember back in the mid-80s, you know who really thought this was scary to watch? Macaulay Culkin. That's all. Just leave that right there.
The Dow just logged its longest period without a 1% intraday move since 1930.
Hang on a second. This just sounds numbers related.
It is.
The numbers.
All right, now you can do it.
There you go. The Dow has gone 51 straight trading days without an intraday swing of at least 1%. So it carved out fresh history on Monday, and otherwise a downbeat day with historic period of relative tranquility on Wall Street. So did that change today?
Well, Greg, hang on now. That 1% swing, though, when we look at it now, a 1% swing is what, 230 points? And I know it's all relative and it's all in proportion here, but that's you're asking a lot. 230 points for one day. It feels a lot more monumental than 1% did in the past. You know, it's only 30 stocks. What you typing in now?
Oh, my usual stuff for us to get to the numbers.
All right. Well, today,
And once again, there was no 1% move, so actually now we'll report it as, and this was based on yesterday, but it's 52 days, which that was a monumental day yesterday, but now it's 50 days. So how long does this streak continue? So this has been since August 18th, this has been going.
Well, today it was up. It was positive. This is not quite back to record-breaking territory because we had, didn't we finish like three down days last week? So 23,377 and 24 and change is where your Dow's sitting at. It was up 0.1%. The S&P was up 0.1%. 2575 is where it rested. NASDAQ was on a tear today, 0.43% in the positive, 6,727. And I know we didn't do a live numbers yesterday. Is that a record? That looks like a record from a NASDAQ here. Russell, our small caps were up 0.8%. And your broad guys, Wilshire, was up 0.2%.
Yeah, you're right about that record. 10-year treasuries, 2.387. So we've had 3/32 downward movement. Where does that put the 30-year mortgage? 3.93%. You know, we've got right at 4, and now it's back off. A week ago, it was at 3.95% on a 30-year fixed mortgage at this point. Let's see. Crude oil.
Big swing.
Still hanging in there around $54.67. So it's liking that territory. I think the pricing is, that used to be organization. OPEC is trying to act like one, keep their cuts in place, and everybody's going to stick to it. And even though reserves increased recently, gold, down a little bit, $1,269.20 per precious ounce. Silver, $16.68.
Now, we had some fancy moves over here on the short sheet. Twitter was down quite a bit, just down 3%. By the way, if you want to look at our same charts and graphs, GregoryRicks.com, go to the numbers page. A big winner, though, was Tesla. It was up 3.5%. The big loser has actually been piling on as of late. Their CEO's basically, he checked out and started a distillery. Did you see this? Under Armour's down 22% today.
It was ridiculous at the open. It was like open down like 14, 17% somewhere in that. It's just, to think a year ago, that was a $100 share company.
It's lost at least 75% this year, right?
Yeah, it's just, it is ugly. We'll look at the one-year chart here.
What are they doing? Did they not figure out the sweatshop gigs like Reebok and Nike and Adidas did years ago?
I don't know, just a retail deal. However, they've done that. It just is not working. Yeah, $11. A year ago, let's see, December of 2016, we had a price of $28.81. Go back 5 years, we're looking at $45 on April 22nd of 2016.
You know, their clothes are fine. I like them. They're stylish. I see people wearing them constantly. I think they're getting killed, or I don't know if this is why they're getting killed, but I think maybe they're rethinking those gigantic endorsement contracts they signed with some of the, like these Division I football schools. Yeah, we'll give you all your uniforms. Here's $30,000. We're going to be the official apparel supplier of the Texas A&M Aggies or something to that effect.
Yeah, it's down a bit over 55% past 12 months.
All right, you want to hear some delicious irony? Since the show started up until about last year, we used to say one guy was the number one gun salesman in the history of America. What was his name again, Greg? I forgot.
President Obama.
That's right. All right, so now Obama's out of office, and if he goes out of office and he really is the greatest gun salesman of all time, what does that mean will happen to the gun world? Things will go south. Weapons maker Sturm Ruger misses on third quarter revenue and their earnings. It's tough out there for a gun maker, Gregory. We don't get a whole lot of reports on them because most of them are private companies, but this is one of the few ones with a public profile here. They're getting hosed. Not having a good time out here under this new, quote-unquote, gun-friendly regime. Isn't that weird? It's harder.
I guess they're needing volume to go up.
People stop running off to gun stores. They're like, no need to hurry up and get that. No one's trying to take it away from me. Or...
And then all of a sudden something happens and ammo disappears for a year. The counters are empty of your hunting weapons. And you go like, oh, I knew it. I should have, but I thought I had longer.
All right, so
Roku
is back above its IPO level. I saw that.
Yeah, where did I see that? Yeah, 4.5% gain on that.
Yeah, it's at the bottom of the short sheet down there.
What do they make anyhow?
Roku.
I thought I saw them on a TV brand. They make electronics and stuff.
They are the original smart TV. Now, Roku actually predates smart TV, and it used to be this little box you would plug in your TV to make it a smart TV. But now a lot of TVs have this built in, so it's really just the platform that smart TVs use more so than the actual boxes. Because now it's more like a Fire Stick. It's just a little flash drive that you plug back into your TV. But Roku's been around for, I guess, almost 10 years. It was one of the early ones. But it didn't have its IPO till this year. You finished with the short sheet? You want to do a little history here? You're still digging in something.
Nope, I'm good. I was just double-checking on Hershey. It was up a little bit today, 1.38%. You know, chocolate, Halloween.
Yeah, they'll have a nice little run there for Christmas as well. All right, the original Dow, since we've been breaking all these records, I've been fascinated in learning more about the index here. It actually started out in 1896, and instead of having 30 stocks like it has now, it only has 12. And it's kind of cool to go see the storyline of American business and where all these guys are. Because most of them are still around, just not in their form. And don't get me wrong, only one of these is still in the Dow. But elements, traces still live on. So the original 12, American Cotton Oil. These were the 10 biggest blue chip stocks that Dow Jones could come up with. So that was the ancestor of Best Foods, which was also on the Dow later, and is now part of one of the big conglomerates, Unilever. American Sugar was on the original Dow. Became Amstart. I never heard of that. And 1970, and then subsequently Domino Foods, which...
Well, I'm familiar with that.
Because they got the big sugar plant in Chalmette.
Yeah. Well, you see, Domino Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, now the next one. Gregory, you love this company. American Tobacco, right?
Yeah, really. It kills people.
You couldn't dare have the name tobacco in your business these days and expect to, get through.
Do any of them do so?
So it's now.
We're out of time. We got to finish this tomorrow. This is a great list to talk about.
All right. Now, when you turn us on tomorrow, if you're at a basketball game, go to get the Gregory Rickson Associates app, download it, and listen to us live there. We're a couple thumb pushes away. In the meantime, you're home away from the show, GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Rickson Associates app. Go sign up for our women-only live event on Thursday. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Happy Halloween.
With Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited. Your new home for Walton and Johnson. News Talk 99.5 WRNO FM, New Orleans, and iHeart Radio Station.